Each Wednesday, we talk some technology with our guru, Jeff Quattromani. He joins us as always. How are we doing, mate?
I'm really well. How are you?
Not too bad. Things just get ever so faster with Amazon. They can get stuff to us within a day now.
Look, this is crazy. I mean, it really does show how much we're relying on online shopping, but also that our expectations are getting higher as well. And, you know, Amazon's responding by saying that if you start putting orders in by 11 a.m., you'll receive that product the same day. Now, this is beginning in just Sydney and Melbourne specifically, where their new warehouses are located, but this is a sign of the times that if you start placing your orders in the morning, you'll have a product at your doorstep by the afternoon.
Surely that's just going to be for the large metro areas. They can't promise that eventually for rural areas, would they?
Look, I think in some cases they might get to that point. It really comes down to what the product is, because Amazon can't have everything in that same warehouse that's closest to your home at that point in time. But,
You
know, Amazon has been spreading around Australia quite significantly. I went to their newest warehouse in Western Sydney not long ago, and it's mostly run by robots. And that means that they can pick your order and have it ready to ship much faster than if humans are walking around trying to pick it off shelves. So there's many efficiencies that are helping make this happen.
And is that including dropping them off by drones?
I wish. I mean, not just yet. I really think we're going to get very close to drone delivery in more areas, especially around Sydney and Melbourne. But at this stage, Amazon is still relying on that courier to drop it off at your door.
They do use drones in other parts of the world, don't they?
They do. And in fact, even in Brisbane, there is a delivery service via drone, which is being tested in some suburbs, I think Canberra as well. But we just don't have it yet where we are. So I'm hoping for that at some point.
I'm sure we'll hear about it as soon as they do, mate. Now, This is a really big story. You and I spoke about this previously, the SMS scams that come through to us almost constantly. Telstra looks like they might have done something about it.
Yeah, look, they have. And this is quite a nice gift, I guess, if you're a Telstra customer, that they've started to put in some spam blocking at the network level, which means that you don't need to worry about your device or any apps that you would have on your phone. Telstra is going to start blocking spam messages at the network, which means it won't arrive to your phone. And I can tell you from experience, I'm a Telstra customer, and I actually have been receiving stacks of spam SMSs, but I have noticed actually that they have started to decrease. And then I saw the announcement that was really why, is they put this in place for all of their customers, that if you are receiving spam, you may still receive some, but they're going to try and block the majority.
How do they know that it's a spam call?
This is the fun part. And they've been testing this for quite a while, analysing numbers as well as the text that is inside these SMSs as well, because usually there is a link or something malicious in there that they're asking you to do in those text messages. So they're scanning the messages before they release them. But if you are noticing that people are messaging you and you're not receiving them, you can actually opt out of this filtering service as well. So while Telstra is going to do their best to block the right ones, there could be some false positives in there as well.
Why would anybody not opt out of, why would anyone want to opt out of that? That's incredible. No one likes getting pestered by these, do they?
No. And look, I remember seeing a huge increase in them, especially this year. The phone calls continue, though, so I'm hoping that Telstra or some other network is working on how to stop those phone calls too.
So all they need to do now is to work out a way to send a Hungarian wrestler around to the origin of the message to actually deal with the problem at its source.
I would love to see Telstra invest in some Hungarian wrestlers. That's a great idea.
Needs to be done. Hey, Jeff Quattromani, as always, thank you very much for talking technology with us.
Thanks for having me.